Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Menards, Mills, and Blaine's.
Got a great gym class lineup for you coming up today here on KGYM. We are going to talk with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs and also the television voice of the Missouri Valley Conference. Mitch Holtus will be joining us, and we'll talk about the Super Bowl victory for Kansas City, as well as a little MVC basketball coming up. Also, KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette stops by. We'll talk high school wrestling, little college wrestling as well. It's all coming up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And welcome in to this Tuesday edition of the show. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Zach Schmitz, buttons on the other side of the glass here today one more time as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. 1600 AM along with 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as a brand new 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, as well, with some new and terrific programming from 8 o'clock in the morning through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. High school basketball tonight for you. Good games coming your way this evening. We have for you on 106.3 FM, starting at just ahead of 6 o'clock. It'll be the girl-boy doubleheader between West Branch and Iowa City Regina. And then myself, along with Denny Gettle, will be over at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium tonight at 7:20 on 107.5. 102.3 and 1600 AM, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Xavier in the 42nd Street battle going at it coming up this evening. How are you doing?
Doing very good, and we're getting into championship season. We'll visit with KJ Pilcher about district wrestling coming up this weekend, what happened in sectionals, and we got district swimming coming up, and then not too far behind that, basketball.
As a matter of fact, girls get underway this weekend in Class 3A with some of their playoffs, and boys small classes, girls small classes both get underway next week. So it is here, ready or not. I feel like Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live here, the movie reviewing character, as we get Mitch Holtus on the phone here. Dual reason to have Mitch on, because he is a television voice in the Missouri Valley Conference. And we're going to talk with him about that, UNI basketball as well. But there's this little thing called the Kansas City Chiefs I think we need to discuss a little bit as well. As Mitch is the longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl 54 champions. And we are very pleased and very happy to bring on Mitch Holtus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs since 1994. And Mitch, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it. And I got to ask you, is it sunk in for you yet? Because I think it's just starting to sink in as a Chiefs fan for me.
Well, I kind of go in stages. Now I'm kind of in the adrenaline's worn off, and I'm in the, oh my gosh, I need IV stage. what a 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 to 8 days this has been. But honestly, then there's times you're going, wow, did that really happen? It's like an out-of-body experience. But what an incredible year and three incredible playoff games that have not been paralleled in the 100-year history of the NFL, at least from a standpoint of coming back three consecutive times, divisional playoffs, AFC championship, and the Super Bowl.
Mitch, I'm just going to sit back for a little bit and let you and Scott have a bit of a Chiefs love fest, okay?
Thanks. Go get, you know what, take a break. I got to say this, since we're in CR, honestly, I've had the minute with Mitch on with KGN, with Channel 2 and Fox 28 for years. And it was like, yeah, we'll do this, but are you guys ever going to do anything or win the Super Bowl or do anything cool? And then we got Mahomes, and then they didn't have to ask that anymore. So we've had a TV presence in your market too. But, yeah, this is a time for rejoicing for all in the Chiefs kingdom. So if you don't like it, man, you know, just – go take a walk, check the river out. We'll see in a little bit.
Well, and the fact that you mentioned with the program here locally, we do have a local flavor here with Iowa players and Northern Iowa players as well. So Anthony Hitchens and Neiman and Williams, everybody feeling good for those guys as well.
Well, and all three made significant plays. Ben Neiman made big-time plays. One, his What's overlooked, you guys, are the kickoff coverages in that sequence when the Chiefs flipped the game, really for the whole game. But when the game was on the line, it was all three phases. The defense got the initial stop. San Francisco hadn't punted yet. They punt, then the Chiefs get the 44-yard pass and score. But on the ensuing kickoff, the Chiefs smoke the dude. And one of those, and they did that in a sequence of three straight times, because the next possession was 48 seconds by the 49ers. But Ben Neiman made a great kickoff team coverage tackle, and then his blitz. We've used him as a coverage linebacker most of the year, but he's athletic, so he can drop into 15 to 18-yard zones. But Spags decided to throw Garoppolo on the offensive line off and sent him. And when he sent him, he came like a missile and hit Garoppolo very hard. If you see the up-close looks now, Garoppolo's like checking his jaw, like, well, who's the dude from Iowa that got me? And then Hitch is spackling. I mean, he's like a caulking gun in the middle of that defense. He's been phenomenal for us. And then Xavier Williams is another guy that our defensive line, one of the really underrated stories of our team was how the defensive line just continued to increase in stature. And it's not just getting Frank Clark or getting Terrell Suggs. It was the Derek Nottis, Xavier Williams when he was healthy. Colin Saunders played at Western Illinois, not far from you guys. And so it was the development as well as signing free agents.
One of those, Anthony Hitchens, of course, from the Dallas Cowboys, certainly helped out as far as the linebacking core is concerned. And we know him from our days here at the University of Iowa, and certainly a guy that was a very stabilizing force, I think, as far as the defense is concerned.
What Hawkeye fans need to be proud of about Hitch is that he wears our green dot. And honestly, when he comes out of the game, you can't have two green dots. And the green dot is the helmet that you can communicate with from the sideline. Since the offense gets to talk to the quarterback, it's only fair that the defense selects one guy that the sideline can talk to set the defense, put in a call late, just like the quarterback can do, up till 15 seconds on the play clock. Well, Hitch is the guy that wears that green dot. So when you hear quarterback of the defense, that is literally the case in Anthony Hitchens' position. But when Hitch comes out, Neiman wears the green dot. In fact, San Francisco was making a fuss early in the week that they thought we were putting both guys out there with two green dots. That's against the rules. But actually, what people don't know is Hitch and Neiman, the two Hawkeyes, have four helmets. Because if they go out at the same time, Hitch will wear the green dot. Neiman has to put on another helmet that does not have the radio, or vice versa. And so there will be a equipment person on the sideline holding two helmets for Hitchens and another holding two helmets for Neiman.
Interesting. Mitch Holdus joining us here, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk a little MVC basketball coming up in a little bit as well. I had to ask you, what was the celebration like that we didn't really see on the field? And then when it went into the locker room and that evening, I guess the PG version, if you will, just tell us about that a little bit.
Football is different than baseball. Baseball, we put a Viz Queen, we put on goggles, I pour champagne on your guys' head, we're drinking beer and champagne and spraying it all over the place. That's not the NFL. They never have done that, as far as I know. So what the NFL does, there was a post-game party at our hotel. Pitbull was the featured performer. I'm like, who's paying for this? Because it was like being at a concert at the Sullivan Arena in downtown CR. And but Pitbull, like, wow, this is cool. What if we'd have lost? I don't know if that still happened. Anyway, the big party was here in Kansas City. I mean, I'm in downtown right now, and I'm just kind of staring down the street at Grand Avenue. They were thinking, there was close to 1 million people here. Not as many at Union Station as there was during the Royal Celebration in 15, because it was about 50 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
The people were on the streets, the parade route. I mean, you can imagine if we go downtown CR at the river and move, let's say we're going east, and you had 1 million people hanging from the rafters of every building in downtown CR, then you know what it was like. It was phenomenal. It gives me chills to talk about it, because I didn't know you could put that many people in that kind of space, but people were everywhere. The kingdom rejoiced.
Speaking of celebrations, no one likes one better than Ed Podolak. And we both know his backstory with Iowa and Kansas City. I can't imagine anybody had more fun than Ed.
every day's a party for him. He doesn't need a world championship to celebrate.
No.
But honestly, you bring up a good point, because Love Ed, you know, he'll pop into our booth. He'll do the Hawks on Saturday, and then he'll somehow I'll see the reflection, because we'll have 200 people come in and out of our booth on a Sunday. And I'll see the reflection. I'm going, oh, hey, man, it's the Atlantic Iowa, the old Hawkeye quarterback's back there. So he'll pop in from time to time. But when you mention Ed, I was really trying to put out on social media and even during the broadcast that I hope everybody that wore the Chiefs uniform felt that moment. You know, Ed was part of that 1971 team that Len Dawson thought was better than the 69 team. Mm. Now, that's saying a lot when your defense of the 69 team had over half of its players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But Eddie did not get that 69 team. He came in late, I think. He was a reserve on that team, but he didn't get the 71 shot. But I'm hoping he, along with everybody that's ever worn the Chiefs uniform, and we've had so many awesome Hawkeyes, John Hall, Dane and Hughes, I'm going to leave somebody out, that have worn that uniform, you're hoping they all can rejoice in this championship.
Mitch Olsis joining us here, the voice of the Chiefs on the Gym Class for this Tuesday here on KGYM. And looking forward, what it's going to be like coming up in the fall of 2020 when the NFL season kicks off for this Kansas City Chiefs football team. Certainly some guys to re-sign and to think about anyway. People are talking about what's going to be in the future. Pat Mahomes is being talked about as the next great quarterback if he's not already. It's a different mindset now from the moment the Chiefs won the Super Bowl going into next year, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a couple things to take into account. One is head coach Andy Reid. Two, you've got the best quarterback in the NFL now in Patrick Mahomes. You also have a very good infrastructure, cap management, personnel decisions. Who do you keep? Who do you go after? Who stays? Who goes? No team ever stays the same in the NFL. And sometimes there's really hard decisions to be made. The team has hard decisions. We're not going to pay this guy because we can't afford it under the cap. And so we've got to look for somebody as a replacement here, or a player has to decide. They want to stay, but some team's going to give them X plus Y. And we can only afford to give them X plus one because of the salary cap situation. Now, that brings in the Mahomes discussion. Think about Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. When you get the big, giant contract, and Mahomes will be the highest paid player in the league, and should be. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but it'll happen relatively soon. And he will own two more planets of the solar system. Okay, what is he going to get? Saturn and Neptune. Okay, those are yours. What do you do with the rest of the solar system? Because you've got to have it fit. You've got to have it work. You must develop some younger players. With this high-powered offense the Chiefs have, they've got to look and continue to develop high-powered either running backs, tight ends, or wide receivers to fit in with what the Chiefs have had. Because Sammy Watkins could be difficult to keep. You save $14 million under the cap if you don't bring Sammy back. And yet Sammy in the playoffs was fantastic. He had that awesome week one against Jacksonville and then did not score a touchdown, had a two-point conversion, but that was it for the rest of the year. But then in the playoffs, he exploded, and then he had that great over-the-shoulder catch as part of the rally that we talked about seven paragraphs ago in this discussion. But this becomes difficult now. You got to decide, and the good teams make those tough decisions. They don't delay them or go, well, this guy's good, let's just hang on to him for another year or two. Quite honestly, that's what the Chiefs did before. When they won it in 69, it was tough. They hung on to guys too long. They got too old. It was a crash and burn, and it took them 15 years to make the playoffs and, what, another five more years to win a division.
You know it's difficult to repeat, Mitch, and that'll be the Chiefs' goal next year. What team out there or teams do you think pose the biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC, not knowing what's going to happen in the offseason or the draft?
Well, the Ravens come to mind just because of the great regular season they had. However, when you lose I've been on the other side of this, of having a 13-3 or 14-2 and thinking you're the one seed, you're going to roll at whoops. Mm-hmm. You don't even make it out of the divisional round. Now, Lamar Jackson's really good, but Mike Vrabel might have shown the league how to play him. So Lamar's next part of his game is he's going to be able to throw outside the hashes at the deep third. He could not do it in that game. Mike Vrabel of Tennessee played everything inside out. Like, you're not going to get your normal stuff you've been getting all year. We're going to play physical line of scrimmage. We're going to win on first down. Now you got to throw it, but we're going to make you throw the out. We're going to give you a 12 to 15 yard out. Can you throw it? And in that game, he could not. So that's the next step for Lamar, but that's going to be a really good team. They got cap room and they've got young, good players. So I would put the Ravens in that category. And then the rest are normal characters, really. The Steelers are going to be back someplace. You know, they don't go away and hide. Who knows what Belichick's going to do? I really anticipate. I'm just guessing. But we open the season next year. We play on that opening Thursday night game. That's what the world champion does, is they start the year and open at home. And I would anticipate it being against the New England Patriots. So those three, the Titans are interesting. They're going to make a decision at quarterback. The Colts, if they could get something figured out at quarterback. The Texans, Deshaun Watson. But they've got to prove they can go to the next level. The Chiefs will be one. Ravens, two, and then the rest, there's kind of a flat line, a horizontal line with about six teams.
Yeah, and it'll be New England or Baltimore. I know that on that opening Thursday night. So we'll see how that
will. Well, we go to Baltimore. It can't be them. So
oh, that's true. It's got to be New England then.
Yeah, we go to Baltimore next year.
Yeah. Life goes on, though, and now you put your basketball hat on. And the Missouri Valley right now are UNI Panthers just up the road on top of the league, with more than likely the best player in the league in A.J. Green. The talk is now around here anyway. Can UNI, even if they don't win the Valley tournament title, can they get in as an at-large? And we'll have to see how the rest of the season will play out for the Panthers as well as the Valley.
Really, really good team. You guys, that's not a brain surgeon telling you that. And people go, hey, man, how'd you celebrate? Did you get the weekend off? Yeah, here's how I celebrate. I got in the car and I drove 5 hours to Cedar Falls. Did a basketball game and drove 5 hours back. That's how I celebrated. Got a Papa John's pizza in Ankeny and then went all the way home. All right. They're really good. And there's more there than A.J. Green. Austin Fife's development in the post. And then they have good complementary players. They can shoot it. The Burho kid from Minnesota can shoot deep threes. So can Spencer Haldeman. So there's a feeling of like a 2010 feeling to that team. They could be a Sweet 16 unit. Your question is, but the league is good. In fact, you don't have to go very far down the road that Drake, I had Drake against them. It was 68-68 with just, seconds to go, basically, or minutes to go. But Drake's got a really good player and a kid named Liam Robbins. Mm-hmm. He played at Davenport Assumption. Nobody recruited him. He lost 75 pounds at a prep school, Sunrise Christian, in Wichita, Kansas, and he's a pro. I mean, he could start in a Big Ten for almost anybody, maybe anybody. And so Northern Iowa's got to go to Drake and play that kid, and it took A.J. Green getting 34 to beat him in at the McLeod Center. So there can be some – I've got him next week, Northern Iowa, at Indiana State. Indiana State's got dudes that can play. So it's the same old Valley problem where people go, well, the league's not that good. Well, if it's not that good, why is the league about five or six deep? Here's a stat of the night, and take this over to Coe College and do the research, is the home teams of the top six teams in the Valley, the home teams are 70-5. 70-5. Now, Northern Iowa's got three road games, tough ones. At Loyola, that's part of that 70-5 group. So is Indiana State, and so is Drake. Now, are you going to sweep all three? Presumptuous. It'd be nice to get two of those three and at least get to the championship game of the Valley Tournament, because the Valley's getting no love. When they lost Clayton and Wichita State, everybody thought, wow, the league's just a complete washout. Not this year. Not this year. And Northern Iowa beat top 25 Colorado, and they beat South Carolina, and South Carolina's starting to win some more games. So UNI, to me, is a legit look at, don't keep them out. This is a team that could go as an at-large and get to the Sweet 16.
Is our friend Kevin Lehman on a word count when you work with him, Mitch?
Yeah, that's hard for to beat me. And he did, man. He blew me out. He was at 7,219, and I was at 5,243. And so, yes, the big KL took me out. No one talks like KL.
Yes, especially when you get him going about certain
things. He'll join
us
on Thursday.
Yes, he joins us every week on Thursdays to talk college basketball. So,
I hope you got a longer segment for that guy.
We map out about 30 minutes to make sure Kevin gets everything in. But, hey, Mitch, appreciate it. Thank you very much, not only for joining us here today, but for all you do at the Valley. And as a Chiefs fan, it was, I don't know if it was worth 50 years, but it was an awful lot of fun.
Well, you need to get together with some of those guys over at Fox 28 and Channel 2, because there's a couple diehards over there, too, and they're rejoicing. You guys could have your own parade. Just get a canoe and go down the river, maybe.
We might have had a parade or two.
After that. Oh, okay. I got you. Wink, wink, nod, nod, emoji, look up.
Mitch, thanks. Appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
See you, boys.
All right. Mitch Oldis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, as well as the television voice of the Missouri Valley Conference. He usually goes right into the conference play as far as calling games on television is concerned, but obviously with the Chiefs doing as well as they did this year, he couldn't get into the fun until after the Super Bowl.
Well, that green dot thing was really interesting with Hitchens and Neiman.
Yeah, that is something I did not know.
I did not either. And very good segment with Mitch.
Yeah, good guy right there. We'll have that on our podcast at KGYMradio.com. That'll be coming up after 4 o'clock here today. Going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the news of the day. KJ Pilcher is going to join us in about 12 minutes or so, and we will talk some high school wrestling, talk some college wrestling, too. Tom Brands met the media down in Iowa City today. So stay tuned. More to come. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
In the 1940s, everything and an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best coal fires we've ever made by a long shot.
Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Gen 3 irons is sold only at BXG stores, BXG fitting studios, BXG.com, and at select custom fitters like Club Champion. To find out where to get your set, visit BXG.com or call 844-PLAY-BXG today.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM for this Tuesday, the 11th of February. Thank you very much for joining us. Coming up, KJ Pilcher, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us and talk a little high school wrestling. We'll talk a little college wrestling as well. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, will join us coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. Looking forward to that. Thursday, Mike Grimm will join us. The play-by-play voice of Minnesota football and basketball. Plenty to talk about as Iowa and Minnesota get together up at the barn over the weekend. So that one after Iowa takes on Indiana on Thursday evening. So some big road games for the Hawkeyes in the future. That will be coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line, firstfedcu.com. That is their website. You can find out more. Just go to our website at kgymradio.com and click on the portion of the website that contains all the information. You can also find information on the brand new 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. You can do that there as well.
Big night of not only high school basketball, which you have, and we have on our with Iowa City, Regina, and West Branch, but in Big Ten basketball, three big games tonight. Of course, every night's a big big night in Big Ten hoops this year, but Michigan State at Illinois, Scott.
Like it.
Penn State at Purdue.
Yeah.
That's our poll question, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Michigan State, Illinois.
Which game is more intriguing?
Michigan State, Illinois.
That game and Penn State, Purdue. Michigan State could lose its sixth Big Ten game.
Fourth in a row. Illinois could propel themselves toward the top as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Michigan State loses this one. I'm not so sure that the Spartans have a shot to win the Big Ten championship. Remember, they were number one in the land going into the year. Now, Langford... That was assuming Langford coming back, playing for Michigan State. Obviously, he didn't throughout the season. He is out for the year now. Spartans have not been able to shoot it from the outside consistently, and that has been a problem so far. And the Big Ten is pretty good as a whole from pretty much top to bottom right now. Even Northwestern is not a gimme. Just ask Rutgers the other night. The last two games, Northwestern could have easily won. They had double-digit leads in the second half in the last 10 minutes and lost both of those basketball games.
The two very interesting games. You know Purdue is hot, kind of starting with or including that huge victory over Iowa over there at Purdue. And then Penn State. There's Penn State tied for second place with Illinois at 8-4. Maryland at 9-3 is looking pretty good, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
But Michigan State should have dropped its sixth game. You could argue a top four finish in the Big Ten is in peril. I don't know the Spartans' remaining games, but they're going to have to dig and claw to get that double bye.
The thing that really scares you if you're a Hawkeye fan out there right now is that Indiana is in desperate need of a win. And they need a win, and they are at Assembly Hall on Thursday night. And that is just one of those games. It has kind of that Purdue feel from last Wednesday going into it. That Purdue needed that game desperately, came out and looked like they needed it, and maybe played their best game offensively and defensively all around of the year. Even better than the game I saw them play against Virginia. And the Michigan State game when they blew out the Spartans at Mackey.
Michael Loss of the Gazette reminded us yesterday that Iowa went into Indiana last year when it had Romeo Langford and won that game.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some confidence on the part of these Hawks come Thursday. But really going to be an interesting night of Big Ten basketball.
It will be. On the text line, the First Federal Credit Union text line, 8721. Why is Michigan State still projected number 4 seed? Because it's Michigan State? That doesn't hurt the situation.
Well, their net is 11 right now.
They play a really difficult non-conference. They're still in the top 4. They are the number 5 seed, by the way, in the latest bracketology from ESPN and Joe Lunardi. He has them as a number 5, so they did move down from the last bracketology that Joe put out. By the way, Iowa, a number 6, taking on 11th-seeded Florida in Albany, New York. That is the latest from Joe Lunardi at this point, who still has a total of 11 Big Ten teams in there. By the way, first 4 out for Joe Lunardi, Cincinnati, Mississippi State, Arizona State, and this team called Minnesota.
Mm.
Iowa is playing in the last 4 in, by the way, Stanford, East Tennessee State, VCU, Indiana. That's what makes this week so scary and tough for Fran McCaffrey in Iowa, and he's going to do it shorthanded on Thursday night without Cordell Pemsel, who's going to be out serving a one-game suspension. We did this before. Would you take a split this week?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I would. It's the same thing as standing on the tee of a 230-yard par 3. Would you take a par? Heck yeah. Would you take a split this week? Absolutely.
I mean, a split would give Iowa 9 wins in the Big Ten. And how many of you out there thought a 10-10 Big Ten campaign was possible for the Iowa Hawkeyes? I know you did, Scott, and I kind of did, but I wasn't totally convinced knowing what some of the other Big Ten teams had.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in here for a couple minutes as we talk a little hoops. Kevin Lehman, by the way, going to join us on Thursday for his segment Off the Glass, brought to you by Chris Lehman. And looking forward to that. And you can also read about Chris at our website at kgymradio.com. Baylor is still the number 1, and you really can't take that away from them.
One loss.
Did not look impressive last night. Texas is not very good. I was talking with Alex about this earlier in the sports office. Texas is just, I don't know, Shaka Smart and Texas maybe just not a great marriage in the 6th year. With all the great success he had at the mid-major then, Virginia Commonwealth, now in the A-10. But something's just not copacetic as far as things in Austin right now.
Mm.
Baylor did not play a good game last night. Played pretty well defensively.
Low-scoring game, yeah.
But it was a, it was just kind of a slog through that one last night. But that's what you got to do. And Baylor still has only one loss, and that happened in Alaska way back in November.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting, Fran Priscilla talking with Drew last night before the ball game, saying that, you know, Drew thinks, yeah, we're going to lose a game or two. And it's an interesting take that he had. I think a very underrated coach, Scott Drew, out there. 319-366-1600.
Pass this news along to you just out. T.J. Bowlers out of Clear Creek, Amana. You know him?
Oh, yeah.
Just picked up an offer from Alabama.
Mm.
Also had an offer from Texas A&M. He has tweeted that out, Rob Howe, following that up, noticing Rob's tweet there. That's big-time company, isn't it?
Last guy that Iowa and Alabama were wrestling over, guy named Ross Pierschbacher, or Bacher, whichever you want to go in. And he did kind of a Tony Dorsett,
I think. Originally committed to Iowa.
Originally
and
committed
to
Iowa and, yeah, and flipped to Alabama and played in 4 national championship games, so I don't think you can really hold it against the young man for doing that. But Bowlers in the, I believe it was Rivals that came out with their latest 2021 top 250 recruits. Bowlers, I believe, won in the 120s right there. Fedone out of Council Bluffs Lewis Central was the big jump guy. He went up to, I think, 60 in the country. And big tight end out of Council Bluffs Lewis Central, who's going into his senior year next year. A lot of people after him around the Midwest and nationally, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I didn't mean to change the subject from basketball, but I thought that was pretty significant news when a kid just down the road has picked up an offer from Coach Saban.
2662 on the text line. Did Patrick McCaffrey redshirt this year? Me and a guy at work wonder what's up with him. Nothing official as of yet, but all indications are that Patrick is taking this year as a redshirt. Really no reason to bring him in now at the end of the season. Still dealing with the lingering effects of the cancer treatment from back when he was going through that. So all indications are that, yes, Patrick McCaffrey is taking this year as a redshirt out there.
87-21 on the text line. They say that there are no great teams in the Big Ten. But I think the Big Ten is better than people think.
Remains to be seen. We'll find out in March, along with everybody else out there. 3:38, we're going to take a break and come back. KJ Pilcher of the Gazette joins us when we return after this on KGYM.
Okay, guys, Valentine's Day is, wow, February 14th. That's soon.
So get it together because she's expecting something good.
And by good, I don't mean last-minute flowers from the gas station.
I'm talking about something that treats her right, pampers her, and makes her feel special. Like basically anything from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have all kinds of Valentine gift ideas. Massage, facial, manicure, pedicure. And if you can't decide, an Elevate gift card gives her lots of choices. Stop by Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blair's Ferry Road.
I'm Joan from Culver's. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Love encompasses everyone in your life. The gift shop is full of amazing things right now. The children's clothing line, cute little planters, food items you can put together for a gift basket, jewelry that you can't find anywhere else in the state of Iowa, heart-shaped candy boxes, but instead of putting candy in it, we put little plants in it. It's all right there. You don't have to go anywhere else except for right there to Culver's. Culver's Garden Center, Highway 151, East Marion. Come out and see us.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Call yourself an explorer, you should possess a few essential qualities, like a yearning for adventure and back massages from available multi-contour front seats with 5 active motion massage themes and an available 980-watt 14-speaker B&O sound system by Bang & Olufsen and an available heated leather-wrapped steering wheel with paddle shifters. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more comfortable than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you in the gym class, KGYM, 1600 AM, along with 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 at Iowa City, the brand new Gym OT, 107.5 FM. You can check it out. Also, check out Todd and Alex. They're coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock as local programming continues right here on KGYM, as they will have a $50 gift card for you to win. They have them all this week to Culver's Garden Center over on the east side of Marion on Highway 151. KJ Pilcher set to join us right now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette to talk some high school wrestling. A little college wrestling we'll throw in as well. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. They are located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And good afternoon, KJ. And I have to ask you, You broached the subject along with others on the weekend, and that is, did we go through our last sectional wrestling tournament ever last Saturday?
Well, I'm not sure if there's anything set in stone yet, but after seeing some of the results and some of the fields around the state and in these smaller school sectionals, I would almost say that I think the end is nigh. I was at Lisbon where they had a couple weights where individuals had buys all the way to the finals, which means there were only three wrestlers per bracket. And I know there are places that I heard from coaches from across the state where they had up to three wrestlers with buys all the way to the finals as well. And, there's winds of change kind of circulating around. You know, the state duels contract is up, I think, after this this year. And I think there's talk about possibly moving it, whether or not they get a new deal struck with Wells Fargo Arena for that Wednesday before the traditional state tournament. One of the things that's been bandied about is possibly using that sectional weekend as a time to host the state duels, and then just do away with sectionals altogether and kind of go to districts for all three classes to qualify for the state tournament. So I think we're approaching that point where sectionals are going to be a thing of the past.
Well, KJ, as you know, this is a weekend where dreams are made and hearts are broken. And you've talked about, and there's plenty of examples I'm sure you can point out. I noticed you talked about the Class 2A district at Center Point Urbana, where there's three defending state place winners in that bracket. But there are more, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot. Just to kind of rehash that that heavyweight bracket at Center Point Urbana, I mean, it's just amazing when you look at the field there. Out of the four wrestlers, you have second-ranked Tavin Rich from Maquoketa, number three Carson Petlin of West Delaware, and number nine Cole Creemans of Williamsburg. You know, those guys finished 1, 2, and 3 in the WOMAC this year. Last year, Rich finished third at state, Petlin was fifth, and Creemans was eighth. And two of those guys are going to have to wrestle each other just to get into the district finals, which is mind-boggling. I mean, the three of them this year are combined 107-8, and one of them is going to finish third at districts. Mm. And, you know, their losses, out of those eight losses, six of them have been to each other this season. Rich's only loss was to Petlin. Petlin's two losses have been to Rich. Creemans has lost three times to both of them. And his other two losses happen to be to the fourth-ranked wrestler in 3A and the fifth-ranked wrestler in 2A. So, you know, out of those eight losses, there's not a non-quality opponent in there. And unfortunately, one of them's going to need a ticket to get into Wells Fargo. And there are examples like that across the state. And, you know, one of the area districts in 3A at Marshalltown is kind of crazy because you've got teams coming from all over. Cedar Rapids Xavier is going over there, and there's 25 ranked wrestlers in the field. That might change a little bit because I think Wyatt's releasing his final 3A rankings on Thursday for the predicament. But as of right now, there are 25 ranked wrestlers, and you've got that situation, that logjam there as well. And you look at 220 pounds where you have the number one, the number four, six, and seven ranked wrestlers. So that's four guys that are projected to be state medalists. One of them is going to finish fourth in the district.
Crazy.
And that's that's kind of too bad. It's just the way things fall out. I mean, they can't really predict, you know, how weights are going to shake out at the beginning of the season when they decide on postseason assignments. But it's just one of those things. And unfortunately, at Marshalltown, you know, sometimes you'll see coaches move a guy up or whatever to maybe avoid that logjam. And at heavyweight, they've got three ranked wrestlers in the top eight there as well, including Jordan Anderson of Marshalltown. And it's just, you know, a situation where you're going to have one of your toughest battles just to get down to Des Moines. And it might even be a little bit easier once you get down to Wells Fargo Arena. And another example is at 138, where you have Xavier's Christian Stanek, who's ranked fifth. He's going to be in a field with number nine, Dylan Witt of Cedar Falls, and then Bennett Hagen of Marshalltown is ranked 10th. So, you know, you've got your work cut out for him, and, you know, just to get down to Des Moines.
And that's kind of the story up and down the line. And that's why, you know, some people love that. Some people don't like it. Some people would like to see, you know, two or three out of there, maybe get a couple of invitations as far as top-rated wrestlers. But you know what? You got to beat them all at some time, right?
Right, right. And that's the thing. It's just kind of the luck of the draw, you know. These things are drawn out before a lot of these kids are at their, you know, at their weights. I mean, it's something that's determined well before these things line up. So you just have to do your best and go out there and beat whoever's in front of you. And that's kind of what makes the sport great a little bit. You know, there are some people that have talked about, you know, why can't the field be expanded? You know, they have eight medalists now, 16 qualifiers and eight get medals. I was talking to a longtime coach turned official, not Dick Briggs.
Okay.
just make that clear, who has talked about a 24-man bracket, 24-wrestler bracket at state and took the top three. And that would alleviate some of those issues with kids that are deserving that getting there. It also makes eight medalists a little more noteworthy with the extended field, but a lot of that will depend on what happens with state duels, where they move that, if they get rid of sectionals, maybe districts expand, so they, you know, they do have reason to expand the number of qualifiers. And you know, there was a time where the state ran the state tournament as a 4-day event. A lot of that had to do with construction at vets and trying to manage traffic and, you know, foot traffic and getting people in and out. But, you know, who's to say it's not out of the question? You expand the field 24 per bracket, make it a 4-day event again, and kind of change that situation a bit. But, you know, that's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. In the future,
we have enough problems with expansion of playoff talk right now, so maybe we should table that.
Hey, maybe they'll let wrestlers pick their opponents, like baseball.
Oh, now you're just getting crazy now.
pick the twins.
Hey, KJ, kind of an open ended question. Do you expect it to be a good weekend for Metro teams?
That's kind of a tricky question. It's going to be. It's going to be an interesting one. I think really interesting that they've sent the Metro teams in four different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Where you've got, you got Xavier going to Marshalltown. You've got Lindmar going up to Epworth. You know, Iowa City West will host a district that has the majority of them. And then you have Prairie going down to Bettendorf. And, you know, Prairie's wrestling a regional duel against Pleasant Valley with the winner taking on Bettendorf to get to the state duels. And then a few days later, all three of those teams are going to be battling out at the district in Bettendorf. So I think there's some potential there. Xavier obviously, is in the toughest district with 25 of those, but the other ones, you know, there's anywhere between 12 and 16 ranked wrestlers and some open spots available. I think Lindmar could do pretty well at Epworth, but you know, you've got North Scott there, you've got Western Dubuque that I think is a little bit healthier than it's been all season. Lindmar, I would guess would probably be a little more at full strength by the time Saturday comes around. I think Prairie could do pretty decently at Bettendorf. And then again, you know, you've got a lot of the Metro teams down at Iowa City West for that one. But I think Iowa City West probably will lead the charge there.
Next two nights, you got regionals to set up the state duels. And again, who knows? It's going to be on that Wednesday before the traditional state tournament. We know that this year.
Right.
1A, 2A, and then 3A will come up tomorrow night. Is there anything, any interesting matchup out there in any of the classes that you're kind of pointing toward?
Well, it's kind of interesting that I really think the state kind of split up the top eight teams pretty well. I don't really see too much for upsets kind of occurring in those smaller classes, you know, in at 1A, let's face it, 1A is a two-horse race between Lisbon and Don Bosco. We saw what they were able to do at their sectional meets where between the two of them, they qualified 25 wrestlers out of 28 to district. So whether it's a traditional tournament or state duels, it's a two-horse race, and Lisbon and Don Bosco should get through rather easily. In 2A, I think it's kind of the same. You know, the WOMAC has been so tough. And you've got Independence, actually, and that's where I'm going to go shortly after I get done talking to you guys, because Independence hosts Mount Vernon, and the winner of that will take on Charles City and Gilbert for a right to go to the state duels there. Independence is on the verge of setting a school record for most dual wins, and they're the second best team in their conference behind West Delaware, which is just a juggernaut this year. They're dominant. They got all 14 guys through the districts, and they've really tore through 2A opponents this season in duels. And of course, they host Anamosa, and then the winner will face Solon or Comanche. And then you've got number 3 Williamsburg, part of that WOMAC trifecta that, they host Mount Pleasant, and the winner will face Bondurant, Farrar, or North Polk. And the WOMAC has just been head and shoulders above the rest. I expect those three teams to kind of go through rather easily tonight and kind of be those top three teams down at state duels. And, and kind of like the district assignments, they really scattered the Metro Iowa City schools for the regional duels. Kennedy, they've been plagued by injuries. They still are 10-1 this season. They're going to go down to North Scott where they face Fort Madison in the first round, and then the winner will face the number 6 North Scott after that. As I mentioned, Prairie and Pleasant Valley wrestle. Winner will go on to face Bettendorf. And, Lidmar heads to Waukee. They go in the other direction. And they've got Dallas Center Grimes, and then number 8 Waukee awaits the winner. And, you know, I think Lidmar's forfeiting a weight. I like their chances if they weren't giving up 6. I think Prairie and Kennedy kind of have their work cut out for them. So it's going to be tough for those teams to get through, but we'll see how that shakes out on Wednesday.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, in the college front, Tom Brands did meet with the media today and did put out the prospective lineup. Anyway, he's got DeSanto down as an and/or, so I guess that's really good news for Iowa wrestling.
Yeah, not just the fact that he's back, but for the, down the road. And I'd be honest to you. Honestly, I'd be surprised to see him from Minnesota. I've been telling people I thought maybe Oklahoma State would make a more logical choice, not a Big Ten opponent, give him one more match, because it sounded like he had been handling this injury. It wasn't necessarily as serious as what many people had thought. I thought Okie State would be the time he would come back, give him one match before the Big Tens and that postseason push. But that's a good sign that they have him in there and as a possible go on Saturday against Minnesota, get him a couple matches before the postseason. And that obviously changes the whole outlook of, you know, the national tournament and Big Ten championships, because the points that he can provide are necessary for them to beat Penn State. I mean, they need Austin DeSanto in there to score points, be a title contender. And as much as I, you know, Paul Gwynn is a great kid, great competitor, he's not going to put up the same points that DeSanto's going to do by where he places in the bonus point potential. So that's a good sign for Iowa that, you know, he's in the probable lineup and a possible go.
Indeed. Hey, KJ, appreciate it, buddy. Keep up the great work, and we'll follow you on Twitter and at thegazette.com. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. KJ Pilcher of the Gazette joining us to talk some wrestling. Quick break. We'll come back to wrap things up after this.
Redbox has the movies you've been waiting to see, starting at under $2 a night. Now available at the box and streaming on demand. Joker. Don't miss Joaquin Phoenix deliver a thrilling and unforgettable portrayal of Gotham City's most infamous villain. Rent the newest movies fresh from the theater at Redbox. Just head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m., and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMRadio.com.
Which game is more intriguing tonight, Michigan State at Illinois or Penn State at Purdue?
I still like Michigan State, Illinois, right, but I'm going to keep track of all of them. We'll talk to you tonight over at Xavier. Todd and Alex are next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.